So it's a National Pass Gas Day. In honor, we're talking about farts. What was the question someone was asking?
Well, it's not that. I'll read into some of the comments on the YouTube feed. Check us out at KISW Rock. I think that's right. Don't quote me on that. Either way, to some of the comments, Mad Greek just pointed out, just a single statement, said, girl farts smell different. And a lot of people disagree with that. Well, Mad Greek, it's funny you bring that up, because we have come across a study that absolutely confirms your speculation that women's farts smell different than men's farts.
That's right. According to research, highlighted in a now legendary study, there is indeed a difference between man and lady farts.
Yes.
The unexpected fact about the battle of the sexes carries an even more unexpected health benefit. Back in 1998, a guy named Dr. Michael Levitt, he is a gastroenterologist, known among colleagues as the king of farts.
Oh, great.
Oh, set out so to, king.
Yeah, you call your parents, Mom, Dad, you won't believe this. I'm now the king of farts.
I met him. He set to figure out the unmistakable scent of human flatulence and where it comes from. So to answer the question, he recruited 16 healthy adults with no gastro issues. Each participant wore a flatus collection system, described as a rectal tube connected to a bag. After eating pinto beans and then taking a laxative, the volunteers provided samples. Then when they were analyzed using gas chromatographic mass,
I guess,
spectroscopic techniques. Anyway, Levitt and his team broke down the chemical compounds and components inside each bag, then invited two judges to help evaluate the results.
Yay.
The judges did not know they were sniffing human gas. They rated each sample of an odor from a scale of 0 to 8, with 8 meaning very offensive. Now, their assessments pointed clearly to one culprit: sulfur-containing compounds responsible for the strongest and most memorable odors, especially the hydrogen sulfide, which produces that rotten egg smell we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So they say, where does the gender difference come into play? In the twist, researchers did not expect, although men tended to produce larger volumes of gas, women's flatulence contained a significantly higher concentration of egg-smelling hydrogen sulfide.
So your dirty little butts.
They rated the odor of each sample. They consistently mark women's gas as having a greater odor intensity than men's.
Mm-hmm.
But they say there is an unexpected health connection, as hydrogen sulfide and the smell intense may be unpleasant, but inside the body, at low levels, it plays a key role in helping brain cells communicate.
Is that why women seem so much smarter than guys? Their brains are working overtime and just farting stinky.
Yeah. Process tends to decline as people age. And it declines even more, they say, with patients with Alzheimer's disease. Now, we did at one point in time, and I can't remember the name of the gas company, but they donated to us a gas reader.
Yeah, the fartometer.
The fartometer. And for a while there, Steve, you were going nuts. You were actually trying.
Going nuts.
Well, you were going down to Starbucks and buying like
the creamiest stuff they had just to make sure I would fart for every show.
And we had that meter, and we called it the fartometer.
Yeah.
And we got some registered results on there as far as the gas, the sulfides.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd break down what was in my farts, you know, and the ones that smelled worse, sulfur always peaked on those.
Yep.
Yeah, that was no joke.
The old fartometer. So our question, tell us about your epic fart, or the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my epic farts, as a result of having cerebral palsy, I've got to go through a lot of physical therapy. And part of that physical therapy, kind of relating to what you guys were saying earlier about the yoga, is that I've got to get stretched quite a lot. Now, the downside is that sometimes hurts like hell. But the upside is, as part of my vengeance for the stretching, I get to blast the physical therapist a lot with an inordinate amount of farts. So it's quite enjoyable.
Is this almost a guarantee every time you go through the PT?
Yes, pretty much.
Really? I mean, just like, if you're going
to
go...
It's one of the things I look forward to the most, yes.
It's just no... So, if you're in a bad mood, say, the night before, have you ever set them up to make it worse? Like, I'm going to drink milkshakes and eat beans, because that's the mood I'm in.
Absolutely. I've gone to, like, if it's after lunch, I've gone to have Mexican before I go, so...
Well, it depends on the sulfur in it, too. Like, I've had a fart before where the girl I was with said, that kind of smelled sweet.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
And I was like, well, it still stinks.
Yeah, but it smells kind of sweet.
It's not the worst in the world.
But if you do decide you want to sabotage your physical therapist and you're going to load up on Mexican, based on the stretches you're doing, have you ever almost slipped on a fart while doing the physical therapy?
Yeah, I've almost, there are times where I've almost, not totally, but almost lost the 50-50, as they say.
Is this a dude or a woman?
It switches off, so it could be either or.
Okay, all right.
All right.
So, well, I know for a fact, and just based on the stretching and back to the yoga and all that crap, when we used to have to do the presidential physical fitness test.
Good call.
Yep, bring this up. They just brought that back around. Yeah. They start doing that again.
Yes, they have.
But you had to do a certain amount of sit-ups in a certain amount of time.
I think you had 1 minute, see how many sit-ups you could do.
Yeah.
30 seconds or 60.
I think you needed to get in like 25, 30 or
something like that.
Whatever it was. But you ultimately did have a partner, and your partner would put their knees on your feet. And then if you needed to, hold your legs or hold your knees or whatever.
Right, so you don't slip when you're doing sit-ups.
And
you don't want to rock because they wanted to be real.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted you to come up and touch your knees and get it over with. But that was, I mean.
That was a fart-a-palooza every time.
It really was because there was like five people doing it at the same time. Then you'd switch partners and go around. And you just heard it nonstop. And you didn't know if it was like your back fat getting stuck to the wooden gym floor. The people were making that noise, you know.
They were farts.
But it was.
But the thing is, the problem is, it's this presidential test. You're supposed to hit a certain number of the sit-ups.
So you're trying to do them as fast as you can.
But the problem is, you know, because once you started, you might get through seven, and then you start farting. And seven until you're done, you farted every time. But then people would laugh. And then you slow down. Right. And so a lot of guys would kind of miss their mark as far as what the gym teacher was expecting. And it's like, look, this kid can do the number of sit-ups, but he started farting and he laughed. Then I laughed. And because of that, like you slow down. So everyone ended up having these low numbers. I know they brought it back. I want to say, I believe it was last year, talking to my son after school. I did not realize that they had brought it back. And I'm asking about his day. And he's like, well, we had to do the sit-up thing, and as he's explaining it to me, I'm like, oh, right, the presidential blah, blah, blah. But the exact same thing. Keep in mind, it has been 45 years since I've given this
stuff. Well, you're pumping air out of your stomach into your intestines.
But he said the teacher was getting angry at the class, and I'm like, well, basically, the way it came down is, we got in trouble in gym today. I'm like, well, what'd you guys do? He's like, we didn't really do anything, and he's explaining the sit-up thing. I'm like, oh, okay. And instantly, like, I know where this is going. But I let him finish, and he's like, I'm holding my legs. I'll keep the name out. I'm holding my legs for my buddy. And he started farting, you know, and he goes, and it was really funny. And we're both laughing, but also like I'm yelling at him like, dude,
I'm stop. Right. My face is right here.
But keep in mind, this is the first time they've had to do this. So he was in seventh grade last year. By the time we had hit seventh grade and we were growing up, we knew the routine. We've been doing the seventh. Like, we know you're going to fart. It's still kind of funny, but not we know it's coming. He had no idea that this is just a guarantee. So his buddy keeps farting. They finish the sit-ups. Teacher's a little irritated. He's like, then it's my turn to go. And he's like, I didn't think I had to fart, but I started doing sit-ups, man. And he's like, I couldn't stop farting. I'm like, I get it. And he's like, but then I started laughing. Mm-hmm. Then my buddy started laughing. Then all the kids were laughing, and the teacher's losing her mind. So I'm like, well, which teacher is it? He tells me. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. She's a young woman. Right? If she were my age, she would understand that this is going to happen and kind of let it go a little bit. Right? It's inevitable. I believe she's like in her mid-20s. I'm like, I think she's at the age where they didn't have to do this in gym as a requirement.
So she doesn't understand the mechanism.
She thinks you guys are doing it on purpose. That seemed to be the vibe that was coming off. And it's like, Dad, I swear to God, we weren't doing it on purpose. I was like, son, I completely understand, man. So when someone makes you do those sit-ups, if you're not prepared for it, or if you didn't eat the right diet, you're going to fart every time. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Get in trouble. It's funny.
I almost brought it up earlier before Miles did, because I mean, I don't remember a year where people weren't farting doing the
sit-ups. That's what I mean. And if you're old enough, you just know. Like, and look, if you're a gym teacher and you're of a certain age, like as a guarantee, this is going to happen. You just kind of have to let it slide. It's uncontrollable.
They're not
the kids aren't
yeah.
right. The kids aren't being jackasses, but every single kid in the class is farting at one time. Like, that's funny. But now she knows.